T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, welcome in a Thursday edition of Fesco in the Morning, along with Bob Fesco, Ryan Witkowski, I'm Josh Klingler. We don't have a pick tonight.
Well, go see Avengers, Josh.
Yeah, I guess.
Go see the Avengers Endgame. It starts tonight.
I haven't seen enough of the Avengers to get the Endgame. You know
right.
what I mean? Like, I've seen, like so much so I was, like, reading articles yesterday of how to watch all the movies in order, you know, even though they're not... You shouldn't do it necessarily chronologically to follow the story.
Yeah, it's like watching The Godfather.
I've kind of seen movies here and there, but I feel like I need more to see more of the movies before I get to the end game.
Well, the movie theaters are open for 96 straight hours, I read this morning. They've already sold $107 million worth of tickets just in China alone for this Avengers program that's coming out. People are going to see 7:30 in the morning showings of the Avengers. Do you get a big soda at 7:30 in the morning and popcorn?
Do you treat
it like a normal movie time, right? You're going in at 7:30. It's just a normal movie time. And so I was looking at our calendar. I have not seen the Avengers of anything like that, so I wouldn't be going tonight. But I looked at it yesterday at our calendar, and I'm like, oh, third grade program at 7 o'clock tonight? Son of a gun. What a perfect timing. Like, does not
We've
Mr. Clem know the draft is going on?
You haven't watched any of these movies?
I don't movie, man. I just don't. I don't movies aren't my thing.
I have watched some of the ones that are like individual superheroes, but not where they've had a couple now, right, where they've all kind of come together.
Correct.
I haven't gotten to that phase of it yet. Like, I've seen Guardians of the Galaxy. I've seen both of those.
Have you seen Ant-Man?
I have not seen Ant-Man because I know that
Ant-Man.
No, the Ant-Man and Wasp or whatever the second one's
Wasp
out.
Man.
I can see that like all the time, but I'm like, but I haven't seen the first one for yet.
Just making things up now.
And then we saw Captain Marvel, Black Panther, but there's like a few that, I mean, I don't know who that character is. Like,
just guess. It could be Wonder Woman.
So I feel like I need to catch up on a few of the other ones before I get this one. So I probably won't see this one.
That's fine. And you know, I'm not a movie guy, so I haven't seen any of these.
I'm in the same boat. We have a concert too. I'm like, who's planning this stuff?
Like, aren't we looking at the calendar, Mr. Clem, and realizing that the NFL draft is taking place tonight, that there's no reason to schedule a third grade program on this Thursday?
That's why all those snow days are catching up with you.
Well, this has been on a schedule for a while.
Rescheduling all the various events.
Oh, unbelievable. So we'll sit there. They only last a half hour, though. I mean, they get it. You're in and you're out. If it's a half hour, Josh. I mean, we were at one a couple of weeks ago for second grade, and we were in and out 25 minutes.
It was like a 20-minute one. I was like, well done.
Everyone. Yeah.
Three songs and out.
Yeah, gone. Play your recorder and your violin and your ukulele and let's hit the bricks.
Yeah,
you know?
So,
the cool thing about it, though, is they always do like a dress rehearsal at 2:30. So my wife this morning is like, oh, you can go in at 2:30 and watch. I'm like, all right, might as well. You know, I'll get a double dip of, you know, Red Rover, or whatever song we're singing this year in third grade. But I was like, Thursday night, 7 o'clock, Kyler Murray's going to be falling down a draft board and I'm going to be sitting here going, and bingo was his name. Yeah. Oh, B-I-N-G-O, I-N-G-O, I-N-G-O, and bingo was his name. Oh, wonderful. Wonderful job, third graders. Where's Kyler Murray going?
We had a hot cross buns free concert the other night. I was ecstatic about it.
Oh, you had one the other night, too.
Yeah, well, there was like a...
I've got one tonight. I'm very...
You got one, too?
Yes,
instruments the other night and tonight's singing. But I was like, we got done. I'm like... There was no hot cross bun. We've elevated past hot cross buns. Way to go.
But did you have the old piano one that they called the chopsticks back in the day? Was that involved?
No, it was not. It was not. It was very
all right. So
higher level.
You've got the kindergarten program tonight. I got the third grade program tonight. You got the sixth grade program. Did they all get together? All of these music teachers get together?
They all knew that the
And decided we're going to screw fathers all over the city tonight and make them miss? That's why Veach made the trade. He he must have
he's
a third
a concert
he's
too.
Got a concert to go
probably
to
true.
Tonight. Well, son of a gun, the kids got a deal at the school tonight. So if I get out of number 29 and get Frank Clark, I don't have to show up
for
the draft.
That's actually not a bad theory.
No, it probably isn't a bad theory. He's got a lot of kids, so I'm sure they've got a program as well, too. And, you know, they're doing their thing over there and wherever his kids go to school. So that's why Veach got out of 29. It wasn't to make the team better. It's like, I can't be there for the draft. My kid's going to be playing the recorder.
So on the clock will be the Arizona Cardinals, we think.
Maybe.
We'll be at a school near you.
Yeah.
You might be too.
You may be as well.
Yeah,
so
that's fine. I have a phone.
I know we do. And look,
yeah,
again,
but those schools, they have terrible Wi-Fi.
Terrible Wi-Fi. The Shawnee Mission schools are awful with Wi-Fi. Terrible.
You guys get Wi-Fi passwords at your kids' school?
Well, when your wife works at the school, you kind of have the passwords.
They build something in those concrete walls to keep out all the signals.
Right, that's, they do. Yeah. There's no question.
Wi-Fi doesn't permeate between cinder blocks.
No, it's awful. It's bad because, yeah, you can't.
Yeah, because you go in there and you lose track with reality.
It's spotty service. Like, come on, help us out here.
Yeah, I mean, like the world could literally end and you'd be inside there going, I-N-G-O. And you have no idea. Like,
I don't need to
falling.
Watch the entire Pinewood Derby. Can I step out in the hallway to get some Wi-Fi
right.
here?
Yeah, no, you can't. You know, cannot do
thing.
That.
That's,
absolutely
yeah,
not. Hell no, not happening.
So you can't get service in those schools. It kind of sucks. So the barring trade, the Chiefs will not have a pick tonight.
Correct.
They will pick in the second round, 61 and 63. It doesn't mean we're not talking draft tonight. Full coverage show in Vern down in Nashville, brought to you by City Rent-A-Truck. They'll be coming up at 10 from Nashville, but also they have a draft special tonight beginning at 6.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bink at Night special coming on at 7. They'll geek out with folks
so
from
excited.
Arrowhead Pride
mm-hmm.
At 7 o'clock tonight. And take you through the entire draft. Still be compelling, just in a different way. Like watching, hate watching, whatever.
It'd be like watching Thursday night football with your team not participating in Thursday
but
night football.
But there's more stakes because I can make the correlation to how it affects the Chiefs.
Oh,
just
big
about
time,
every move that's
no,
made.
No, so it's just like not getting invited to a party and like standing outside the window and watching.
Watching
it all
and looking in.
Yeah. They're having so much fun.
Looks, like, that looks fun.
Is that Kyler Murray?
That does look fun.
Oh, my you guys God, watch, there's Drew Locke.
Did you guys watch Show and Vern on the way down to Nashville?
A little bit, yeah, a little bit, yeah.
I got to commend Vern's ability to eat and drive. Like, he was really
pretty good. Eating and driving?
He's got next-level knee driving skills.
Oh, God, you can't drive with your knees, man.
Well, if you're trying to eat a taco,
well,
he had one hand on the wheel.
If you're gonna eat, though, on a road trip, why not just pull over for a minute and finish your meal and then get back in the car
and
go?
Time is money, Bobby. Time is money.
I have more meals and
yeah, just set the cruise control
in the vehicle that I do in the dining room.
Yeah. You're telling me you don't drive with your knees?
No, yeah. I don't. I'm a very good driver. 10-2.
Hopefully, Vern filled out that motor vehicle form for corporate yesterday,
yeah.
Or maybe didn't fill it out before he drove down hands free.
Form?
Hands yeah. free with his road meal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you need
safe.
To get on that before you
do. You need to get on
I mean,
that.
They did pick, they picked tacos, which was
very hard to eat in the car.
It's confusing
very hard.
Food
yeah,
choice
yeah,
for the car.
If you're gonna look, the best food to eat in the car, grab a McDonald's cheeseburger and call it a day. There's nothing squirting out the bun. You're not going to get anything all over your shirt. You're going to be able to eat it. There's not going to be a lot of crumbs. I mean, you can eat a cheeseburger and drive. Eating a taco, man, you take one bite and you're screwed.
I mean, they could have gone burrito.
You're screwed. You get a hard taco in the car. You take one bite. You've got
yeah,
you've got grease
good.
Down
it's
your
not a good
arm.
Road food.
You've got shell on your chest. You've got lettuce between your legs. You've got cheese on the floor. And that's just one bite. And that's one bite of that. And how do you finish off a taco after one bite where it's already destroyed because you're trying to drive?
Shove it in your face.
It's terrible, man. It's terrible. I got some tacos at the airport the other day. Great airport over there we got. And I got tacos at the Mexican place in Terminal B, right?
Is it like a food truck thing?
No, they had a Mexican little restaurant there. And I ordered maybe it's my fault, but I ordered the soft shell vegan tacos. Okay, so
what?
Just give me a minute here, okay? So these tacos come out, and I pick them up, and the shell.
That's like soft shell vegan tacos at the airport. I mean, nothing screams of quality and taste than that.
It's like gas station
now
sushi.
Now that you say what? It, Josh, it doesn't.
Yeah,
like, whatever.
Not really. But anyway,
so I pick up the soft shell, and it just disintegrates. It falls apart. They're like so all three tacos,
yeah, and
all
clearly
the shells,
thought it was going to be the highest quality.
Were destroyed. So I had to I took them all off the plate and I stuck them on the table. Shells. And so by the time the waitress came over, because she's the only one in the place with 27 tables, I need some shells. She brought me two new shells, and it ended up working okay. But if I couldn't eat tacos at a restaurant, how can you eat tacos and drive and be in the car at the same time? Very difficult feat. Very difficult.
No charges, and there's no segue to this. No charges for Tyreek Hill. Of course, the big story going on in Kansas City. And yesterday, the press conference with Steve Howe, the district attorney in Johnson County, who believed a crime happened but could not bring any charges in the case.
Like a lot of crimes, it's a whodunit. And in many times with child cases, the children can't necessarily speak for themselves. So that becomes, it becomes a very difficult situation. I'll give you an analogy. If you had like a shaken baby case that we all see charged on numerous occasions, well, many instances in those cases about who had contact with the child, and you may have multiple people that have contact, but the ultimate question is who actually committed the acts. And so those are always the most difficult cases for us to prosecute and to charge. And so those are the types of situations that we deal with all the time. So this isn't unique when you're dealing with child cases because of the fact that, again, they're vulnerable, they can't speak for themselves, and so many times it makes it more difficult in these investigations. So
a very, very frustrated district attorney yesterday.
I think that's a fair way to put it. Yeah, crime was committed. We know something happened here. Our lead witness is three.
Yeah.
So we cannot go out there and really charge anybody because
we're deeply troubled by this situation and are concerned about the health and welfare of the child in question.
Right.
We believe that a crime has occurred.
Mm-hmm.
This is opening quote.
Right. That's exactly what they said yesterday. They believe a crime has occurred. Our lead witness, though, is a three-year-old boy, and neither parent is willing to say anything about the other parent. And so we got nothing here, but a crime we believe was definitely committed. In this situation, we just have really no evidence to go on and to charge Tyreek Hill. So from a legal standpoint, it's kind of over right now. There is a 5-year statute of limitations where this case kind of remains open, and the Child Protective Services are going to investigate this. The kid's still not back with the parents. I mean, so that should tell you something right now, that the kid was taken away from the parents, and you lose your kid, man. Something obviously went on there to have your kid taken away from you.
Which
and
to me is the most important part of this case.
Is,
if
yes.
You're disappointed today, there were no charges filed. I understand, but also the key component of this, child must be safe, and it sounds like that they are taking steps, and they have taken steps to make sure the child is safe.
Correct.
Which is the most important part.
If
that's not a safe environment,
mm-hmm.
the child hopefully is in a safe environment where they're loved, and that's that part of the investigation and that part of the court process, which is closed and because of a minor, it's not an open kind of mm-hmm. forum. Hopefully that is where this case is headed. If there are no charges on the adult side of things, at least hopefully the child is protected and safe.
Yeah, well, and that's the big thing here is what's going on with the child. I know there were a lot of hot takes yesterday about good, now he can play football again and all this. I don't know that he's going to play football again. I mean, the NFL still has to get involved in this, and we'll get to that as the morning rolls along. But if you're the state of Kansas right now and you've already taken the child away from these two people and you've got a district attorney who's saying, we believe a crime was committed, we just don't know who did it, how can you give the child back to those people? I mean, how do you do that? How do you give the child back to people who had the child taken away from them when the district attorney believes a crime was committed, but neither person will rat the other person out to say who committed the crime? And so I don't know how ethically you can sit there as the state of Kansas and say, well, you know what, it's time to give the child back. So it's going to be real interesting to see, you know, how that side of things plays out. And it's really going to be interesting to see how the NFL plays out on this, because the NFL is not bound by any sort of legal ramifications at all. It is the National Football League, and they will come in and they will investigate this case now, and they will do what's necessary to suspend Tyreek Hill. And I think when it's all said and done, this guy will be suspended for some time by the National Football League, whether it's 2, whether it's 4, whether it's 6, who knows how many games he's going to be suspended.
The Fifth Amendment doesn't apply for the NFL
either. No, not at all. I mean, the NFL is a
private employer.
Now,
you can choose not to talk.
But you know what? You choose not to talk, then the NFL will just keep you on the suspended list until it's time to talk.
I do think there were two things that were said yesterday by the district attorney that were of note. Number one, obviously, was the we think a crime was committed.
Yeah.
I had talked to you about it. I don't know ethically where that falls. It just seems to me that the frustration had kind of boiled over to the point of, hey, I can't try this guy in court, but y'all can try him in the court of public opinion.
Sure.
And that's what you saw happen yesterday very quickly. But the other thing that I thought was important that he said was, this isn't unique. And the case about Tyreek Hill, and I saw a lot of people say, well, you know, his attorney paid somebody off to sweep this under the rug. And no, these types of things happen on a regular basis to people in all walks of life who have these types of cases brought against them. Like, again, he stated it, it's not unique. Like, don't think that because Tyreek Hill is who he is, that's why the case went the way it did. I mean, the only thing that really came about it because of who he was they held a press conference.
Right.
Outside of that, it was handled in the exact same fashion as every other case. That is not unique to the way that he handles it.
No.
And so, look, it's a discouraging fact to know that it is not unique that our judicial system falls short in being able to carry out what a lot of people would consider justice. But again, we have to operate under the presumption of innocence, and I don't really know if it was ethical for him to come forward and say, I think a crime has been committed, because then that just fans the flames.
I think yesterday, too, the district attorney had a kind of a throwaway comment that was pretty big where he said, look, we'd rather let a guilty person go than charge an innocent person in this country. And so that's kind of what they're looking at yesterday in that type of situation. So, I mean, I'm looking at this and I'm going, yeah, the district attorney may have said we got nothing to charge with, but that doesn't mean Roger Goodell at 345 Park Ave isn't sitting down this morning going, all right, Tyreek, what happened?
We'll discuss that side of it coming up and your chance to get registered for the great Mother's Day prize pack. Find out details next.
Fesco in the morning.
Your chance to get registered to win the Mother's Day prize pack. We do it four times a show on the 15, 6:15, 7:15, 8:15, or 9:15. Four times a day now through May the 7th for a terrific Mother's Day prize pack.
Yeah, it features a VIP spa package from Spa on Penn over in Westport, a one-night stay at the Westin Crown Center and dinner, and a 10-carat white gold necklace with a diamond pendant in the shape of a heart, featuring a half carat of diamonds from our friends over at Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. So be listening, as Josh said, 6:15, 7:15, 8:15, and 9:15 now through May 7th to get registered to win. When you hear this,
I love my mama very much.
Be caller number 6 to 913-576-7610, 913-576-7610. And when you are caller number 6, you will be registered for that phenomenal, phenomenal Mother's Day prize pack valued at over $1,000.
Johnson County, Kansas DA, Steve Howe speaking yesterday about
Scott Pioli's twin, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, he looks like Scott Pioli.
How much run did that guy get yesterday? Probably the first time ever anybody really knew who the DA was in Johnson County.
Certainly for sports fans, yes.
But when you wade into the sports world, you definitely get more attention than anything else. And I looked at that yesterday. Went, Scott Pioli get fired by the Falcons and hired by Johnson County?
To their credit, could have just put out a press release. Just said there will be no charges filed in the case.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't. There's not enough evidence to bring it to trial. And the case is still being handled by the Department of Children and Families and been done with it. To his credit, he got out there and spoke and tried to answer questions. There was a lot of no comments.
Yeah,
because it involves a minor, so there's a lot of stuff he can't say.
Mm-hmm.
But from his perspective, a little FaceTime probably not bad.
A little FaceTime, but also I think he wanted to send a message yesterday that I can't try this guy, but something went on
something
here.
We know
something went on.
Called it a crime.
Yep.
Howe says he's not spoken to the NFL.
I have not contacted or talked to the Kansas City Chiefs, nor does that have any bearing on it. My duty is to treat everybody the same way, each and every case, no matter what your stature is in the community. And I have a much higher duty to that child than the Kansas City Chiefs, and that has no bearing in my decision.
Have you spoken with the NFL at all? No. Are
no.
there any communication with the Chiefs?
No.
I think at one point he said, well, the NFL's called. I haven't called them back.
Yeah.
So the NFL has been investigating on their own from the get-go as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
I love my mama very
this,
much.
They could, there's not much of precedent for this one. So this could fall into the personal conduct policy. And I've been in the camp for anything involving the NFL. You embarrass the league or look like an embarrassment to the league, they can step in and do something.
Right.
And I very well expect them to do that in this game.
Well, I expect Tyreek Hill to be suspended by the National Football League. I don't expect the Kansas City Chiefs to do anything, nor should the Kansas City Chiefs do anything. There were people yesterday calling for Tyreek Hill to be cut. There were people yesterday calling for the Chiefs to come in and do something and suspend this guy. And I'm thinking to myself, look, say whatever it is that you want to say. The Chiefs, at the end of the day, are in the business of winning football games. Tyreek Hill is a very important part of their offense, a very good football player that helps them win football games. The Kansas City Chiefs, as an organization, are not going to swoop in and suspend this player because they would absolutely hurt their chances of winning football games. Now, the NFL is a completely different ballgame. They should and probably will end up suspending Tyreek Hill because he has caused embarrassment for the National Football League. We've seen a lot of players suspended in the NFL, Josh, for doing a heck of a lot less. Like, still, Ezekiel Elliott was suspended for 6 games. What exactly did Ezekiel Elliott do? When you look at what Tyreek Hill's been involved in versus what Zeke Elliott did, it's night and day, and Zeke got 6 games of a suspension. Tom Brady got 4 games of a suspension for deflating footballs, okay? Tyreek Hill most likely will be suspended by the National Football League and should be suspended by the National Football League. And here's what the personal conduct policy states in the NFL. This is directly from the NFL. Because the Fifth Amendment's protection against self-incrimination does not apply in a workplace investigation, the league will reserve the right to compel a player to cooperate in its investigations, even when he is the target of a pending law enforcement investigation or proceeding. A player's refusal to speak to a league investigator under such circumstances will not preclude an investigation from proceeding or discipline from being imposed. So basically what the NFL is saying is, just because you pled the Fifth to Johnson County doesn't mean you're pleading the Fifth to us. We're your employer, and we're investigating this. And if we don't like what we find out, we're going to take matters into our own hands, which is what we can do because we are a private employer. People have to stop saying, well, he wasn't charged, so he can't be suspended. That's not the case at all. That's not how the National Football League works. That's not how private employers work. If you do something to embarrass your company and you're not charged in the court of law, it doesn't mean that company's not going to take matters into its own hands and suspend you or fire you or fine you or punish you at your workplace. Because at the end of the day, like it or not, you represent your workplace as much as you represent yourself. And Tyreek Hill is a representation of the NFL. And Tyreek Hill is an embarrassment with the way that he behaves and the trouble that he gets into, according to the NFL bylaws. And he will be suspended most likely, I believe, because of this.
Yeah, I think so. But there's no precedent for how long.
No, and that's the deal. You don't know how long.
You know? So, I mean, it could be anything.
We act like there's a precedent for any of the arbitrary
rulings
that Roger Goodell
has
said.
That's what I'm saying.
There's no precedent. You don't know what it's going to be.
You don't know. Absolutely guess, well, so-and-so got two. Well, that doesn't factor in at all.
Even in cases where there are precedents.
Doesn't matter. The NFL and the NCAA just kind of work willy-nilly. I talked to somebody last night, and I said, do you think the NFL is going to get involved? I don't know. I'm like, well, they suspend guys for a lot of things. And the response back was like, oh, that is true.
And if you don't cooperate?
No, if you don't cooperate, you're done for in the NFL.
Maybe you get a longer suspension.
Yeah.
You know?
If you know what's going to happen here, Tyreek? You're going to get called to New York, and you better tell them everything. You better tell them everything.
If they haven't already spoken to him here.
True. Yeah, right. Yeah.
If they've been investigating in Kansas City, which they have been.
Yeah, they have been.
Maybe they've already talked to him. I don't know.
You know, he's going to get called by the NFL one way or another, whether it's happened already or it hasn't happened already. And if you sit there and you plead the Fifth to Roger Goodell, they're just going to sit there. I mean, the NFL is all the time in the world. They don't care about you, okay?
Tyler in Eudora got himself registered for the Mother's Day prize pack. Your next chance to get registered coming up at 7:15, also 8:15 and 9:15 for that. 69306 on the Protein House Eat With a Purpose text line. We will shout it out coming up in just a few minutes. Anything you want to riff on. And if you found yourself a 15, then you're on the list. Next.
Fesco in the morning.
Six 69306 on the Protein House Eat With a Purpose text line. We will shout it out coming up in just a few minutes. Anything you want to riff on. 69306. If you found yourself a number 15, you're in some pretty good company. I know for a while there was kind of a scramble to find a number 15 around
town.
Yeah,
you couldn't find it anywhere.
Stuff
had
sold so fast, especially around the holiday time.
Yep.
But Patrick Mahomes is fifth in the jersey sales department of the top 50 NFL players.
Mm-hmm.
Mahomes is number five. Tom Brady still number one. We're still always baffled by that.
Who's like, still buying
who
those
still
jerseys,
needs
right?
Tom, if you didn't already have your Tom Brady jersey.
I mean, every year we have this conversation,
I know, it's
by
crazy,
the way.
Still crazy.
But and it's not like the Patriots are changing their uniforms and so you need to get the new look
no,
or anything
like
that.
College or something that changes their uniforms all the time. It's still the same Brady.
And we're like, are Patriot fans just waking up and you go, what? I need a Tuomi jersey. I mean, like, did Bob buy a bunch of them for the guys down at the Orchids of Asia Club or something? I mean, like,
when
was
in
there
doubt,
a run on Brady jerseys?
When in doubt, you get a Brady jersey in Boston. Probably.
Yes, yeah, yeah. I need a new jersey. I'll get a Tom. Yeah. It's safe. Or maybe everybody who has a Gronk jersey now has to trade in because they know he's retiring and Tom's
Boston
still there.
Boston can place a spell that maybe they have some kind of spell over when you go buy new Brady jersey. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't get it, man. Like, so every year he's number one.
Tommy's
still buying these things.
Tommy's number one.
He had 20 years to buy Brady jerseys.
Dak Prescott, number two.
Well, that's the Dallas Cowboy thing.
Carson Wentz, number three.
Stunner. That's a stunner to me.
And Zeke, number four. So two Cowboys in the top five because Dallas just buys jerseys all the time.
Well, it's a national brand.
They're always in that, so they're always buying jerseys. Then Patrick Mahomes at number six.
Yeah,
so.
The one that really jumps out
five,
at me,
excuse me.
Is the obviously the Tom Brady still being at number one. But Carson Wentz, and I guess coming off the Super Bowl performance, a lot of people, wanted a jersey for the Philadelphia Eagles, and Nick Foles was the guy who was leaving, and so you invest in a quarterback. Donovan McNabb probably didn't buy a Carson Wentz jersey, but I'm sure a lot of Philadelphia Eagles fans looked at it and go, he is our quarterback of the future. This is a jersey
we
can feel good about investing in, absolutely. So I'll go out and get myself a Carson Wentz jersey. I kind of understand that, but he didn't play much of last year, and so to me, that was kind of a surprise, and I got to be honest with you. I'm a little shocked that Patrick Mahomes is only number five on this list. I thought for sure he would be higher than that based on the season that he had, and not just the excitement that he caused in Kansas City. That guy was a national sensation. Like, everywhere you go and you tell people, oh, I'm from Kansas City, they want to talk about Mahomes. We were sitting at the Royals game on Saturday at Yankee Stadium, and, you start talking to people, and I'm sure Speck would have been mad because I was talking to folks in the crowd.
You said Bob starts talking to people.
Yeah. My wife talks, too.
It's not the collective you. It's you.
Well, you
specifically.
But you and Speck just don't have a good personality and like to talk to people. So I'll talk to anybody. They get so mad. I mean, you should have seen it because I stayed at the same hotel.
I don't get mad. I laugh.
Yeah, Speck gets mad.
And I laugh because Speck used to get mad.
Right. That's what it was.
I found that extremely funny that it annoyed him so.
Right.
Well, I just know it's you, and I just go, yeah, it's Bob.
I met a nice guy who's developed every Mexican beach resort and said, anytime you want to stay in Mexico City, feel free. I'll put you up. I'm like, perfect. We may have a trip coming up to Mexico City. So everybody starts talking.
You also
talking.
Met a man that loved the Golden Girls as much as you.
I did. It was fantastic. I think we may have exchanged phone numbers, and we may be texting about certain episodes of the Golden Girls. I don't know.
The text you sent me was Jenna's history.
Yep. Got myself a new guy. Guy loved the Golden Girls more than me. It was fantastic. I mean, and I ended up, a book showed up in the mail 2 days ago. I'm like, what the hell is this? And Jen goes, don't you remember you ordered this? I'm like, nope. It was, I'm telling
you. Sounds like you had a hell of a time.
A 500-page hardcover Golden Girls fact book. And it showed up the other day. I can't wait to dive into this.
Nerd.
And so we're sitting at the game and everybody's talking. They go, oh, you're from Kansas City? Yeah. How about Mahomes? Like, immediately everybody wanted to talk about Patrick Mahomes that found out we lived in Kansas City. So that's why I'm kind of surprised he's only number five on this list, because he wasn't just a buzz here in town, Josh. This guy's a buzz everywhere, and in the biggest city in the world, everybody wanted to talk about Patrick Mahomes.
So continue to elevate up this list. Aaron Rodgers, another one at number seven. If you don't have your Aaron Rodgers jersey and you're a Packer fan already, I don't know what happened. Drew Brees at number 10, another one that's kind of baffling.
Yeah.
Like the new guys in the block, I understand why they'd be in the top 10. Khalil Mack at number 9, mm-hmm. Deshaun Watson number 8.
Barkley at 6.
Saquon Barkley number 6. You're like, okay, those are the kind of newer guys in the scene. You're kind of buying those jerseys. Those old standbys, though, I continue to shake my head like, man.
Well, are you buying a Brian Bulaga jersey if you're a Packer fan? I mean, like who are you investing in up there in Green Bay right now?
You're not going to invest, I mean, unless you just do the yearly investment on a wide receiver or something, and then
I can't
dip out, and then you're like, well, I guess it's time to finally buy my Rodgers jersey.
How often are you buying a jersey, though? In real, like every 5 years, maybe? Is that when you're investing in a new jersey?
I would guess some people buy them every year, but I would think
that's a lot of money to invest every year.
I have longer shelf life.
I got a guy if you need him.
I mean, I'm thinking like if you buy them
$60
legally, right? Like normally in America, and you don't go through that website that you can get them for like $25
in China.
These fall
off a truck, Bob.
Right, everything falls off a truck. I grew up with my mother. I know about things falling off trucks. Believe me.
Mother fall off a truck?
Well, a lot of things we had in the house fell off a truck. Okay, I'll just say that. Yeah, a lot of things.
Confused by that.
Where'd you get that? I'll never forget one time my mother ordered new furniture and it literally fell off the truck, and my dad's driving up and people are carrying our old furniture out of the house. My father's going, "What in the hell is happening here? Why is our house getting fleeced right now?" My mother bought furniture in a parking lot at Kmart.
The Homeboy Shopping Network.
Terrible.
I like that.
Terrible furniture. So, yeah, how often do you buy a jersey, man? It's expensive to invest every year into a new jersey. So that's why I'm surprised if you're buying a new one. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, you probably already got that one in your closet.
I would think.
Let's shout it out. 69306 on the Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line. What do we got going on today, Rhino?
Let's see here. Don't you know that you are a shooting star?
Yes, I am.
You think the whole world's going to love you? I don't know how the lyric goes. Just as long as you are?
I don't know. Do you know who sang that song?
No, I don't.
Shooting Star, a band based here in Kansas City.
Good name. 785, guys that are still tucking, zipping, and straightening things as they walk out of the bathroom. Get that stuff done in the men's room, bro.
I got an image now. Like,
There's time when I get out of my truck and I realize that I could stand to tighten the belt a notch.
Well, if
and
you're so getting, I do that out of the out. Truck is different.
That's in the parking lot. That's even more public.
But if you're walking out of the men's room and you're still zipping your fly, you didn't wash your hands.
You did just have an opportunity.
Yeah, you didn't wash your hands, though,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
Like, if you walk into a public restroom and you hear the toilet flushing and the guy's walking out and the toilet's still going, that guy didn't wash.
Yep.
That guy didn't wash.
816 wants to know, do Amish townships have traffic reports?
No, they don't. Oh, because there's no way to transmit those traffic reports unless you write it in a letter and hand deliver it to somebody.
Carrier pigeon, maybe?
Maybe. Pony Express, still alive and well in the Amish community.
They don't need that in the... A small community.
Is that Amish Uber guy still doing his thing?
I don't know. That was a guy.
I would assume there's not traffic jams because all of the horses are moving at the same speed.
Clippity clop, clippity clop, clippity clop, clop.
816 says, help. The in-laws are on the way and staying for a week.
Oh, boy. That's overstaying.
That's a long time.
Yeah, that's a very long time. That's too long even if it's your parents coming in. Nobody wants to stay anywhere for a week. That's... Good luck. I'd get some new vodka and call it a day.
Three days max.
Just walk around naked and see how long it takes for him to leave. Sorry, this is how I get my coffee in the morning.
Untuck as you're coming out of tuck yourself as you're coming out of the bathroom.
Wow.
At home.
Whole week.
I forgot about the untucking thing. And so when you said tuck yourself as you're coming out of the bathroom, as I'm thinking about you being naked.
I had a very different impression of tucking at
that point. That's tucked in.
Bad choice of words, Josh.
Phrasing. 816 says, I'm leaving for Hawaii this weekend thanks to my wife's job.
Nice.
Going to get me an Andy Reid Hawaii shirt.
I like it. Good, man. Have a lot of fun there. That's one place I've never been but always love to go. Hmm. So we'll live vicariously through you and your pictures on Facebook, man. Have a good time. Bring us back some chocolate-covered macadamia nuts.
816 says, cheating on a partner is the most heinous non-criminal act.
I agree.
Absolutely.
You know, I just could never do that. If you just... Get a divorce, break up, and move on. Don't cheat. That's not cool.
707, why do Nickelback and Incubus get no love?
Why?
I mean, I don't like Nickelback. I think they suck. I was on that bandwagon far before anyone else, by the way. I hated Nickelback before it was cool to hate Nickelback.
If something costs 95 cents and you give them a dollar, you know what you get? Nickelback.
I mean... My best guess, and I just to give you an answer, 707, is because they both suck. That's why they get.
I would like to say, you know what? Someday I suck as much as Nickelback and Incubus do, because you know what they're doing? They're swimming in cash.
Yeah, they're just doing concerts all over the place.
I think a lot of people think you suck as much as they do. So,
not according to my bank account.
Certainly not as lucrative as them.
Not as
stinking.
785 says they buy jerseys every 2 years for he and his boys.
Wow. All right, that's cool, man. It's an investment, though. Expensive.
I understand for the kids because they're growing.
Yeah. Well, you get them one of those big ones. You get them like an adult.
You're gonna wear an oversized one for a few years.
Final one for you. Would you rather win back-to-back World Series or back-to-back Super Bowls?
Both.
I mean, that's
whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
We were close to the back-to-back World Series.
Shooting Star was by Bad Company, by the way.
We haven't even been to a Super Bowl yet. So
I thought it was Prairie Fire League.
Someone says, let's talk about how great Legend Orion is.
Just want to win that first one first.
Yeah, got to get the first one.
Greedy after that.
Got to get one before you can get two.
Two Super Bowls, please. I'll take two Super Bowls. I saw a World Series happen.
You're on to the next.
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going
to
happen.
What's more likely to happen? Chiefs winning two Super Bowls or the Royals winning two World Series?
I guess if you put it that way.
Yeah, we are.
I guess if you put it that way, like, I would actually rather see back-to-back World Series because I think that the Chiefs right now have a chance to do it without me having to have this intervention of whatever it is that makes them win back-to-backs. Like, I don't know how long it's going to be before the Royals win a World Series again. Mm-hmm. 30 years?
No.
I don't know if I'm going to make it to.
Will the Royals 67. Win a World Series before the Chiefs win a Super Bowl?
No.
913-576-7610.
The answer is no.
I don't know. There's no guarantees in life. We'll see what the listener says.
Apparently, this person's been asking this question for several days. Who will be better, Bubba Starling or Drew Lock? Better pro?
Drew Lock.
That's a good
Drew
question.
Drew Lock's going to play. I don't know if Bubba's ever going to play.
Yeah, Drew Lock. Drew Lock will be the fourth pick in the draft tonight to the Oakland Raiders.
So then I'll go Bubba Starling.
Or 30th to the Packers. Did you see that one, too? NFL.
I saw 31.
John Gruden's not going to let him get away.
All over the place.
John Gruden's not going to let Drew Lock
get away.
I
have a feeling Drew Lock's going to be in the division. And it might not be Oakland. It might be Denver.
Maybe Denver. But I
somehow, some way, I think he's going to be in the AFC West. We're going to go.
I think so much relies upon where he goes and whether or not he has success. I'm telling you, if Patrick Mahomes went to Arizona, he wouldn't be having the same success that he had with Andy Reid.
And yes, text line, Lifehouse is still the worst.
Well, Lifehouse, again, another band that doesn't care that you think they suck. They're cashing checks.
Right. I don't think Lifehouse is cashing checks right now. Like residuals for that Hanging on a Moment song.
They're probably touring somewhere. All these bands still tour, Ryan.
They'll be playing at the Farmer's Market this May.
No way Lifehouse is on tour.
I bet you they're playing out at the Town Center Plaza concert series.
Quite possibly. Key Play coming up.
Oh, my God. Lifehouse is on tour.
That's right. And Nashville looks great. We'll explain next.
Fesco in the morning.
Time for the Key Play brought to you by Broadway Deli, the official deli of 610 Sports Radio in the Crossroads. Open breakfast, lunch. They can cater breakfast or lunch as well.
Well, I saw a beautiful picture from them this morning with a pastrami grilled cheese and crinkle cut fries.
My goodness.
You had me a crinkle cut fries.
Can I get that for breakfast, please?
Yes, absolutely.
Cool. The official deli of 610 Sports Radio, Broadway Deli.
I was there just
yesterday.
What did you get?
Had myself a Tom Watson.
Yeah, you always get the Tommy Watson.
Oh, God, it was so, sometimes I get the Goldberg if I'm really feeling hungry, but that's a lot of meat to cram in your face.
Did you get some crinkle cut fries?
I didn't. I went with the tato salad.
Oh.
Don't usually go tato salad.
What made you go tato salad and not crinkle? Like, crinkle cut fries are a game changer.
I go with the chips. It's lunch. I don't know if I like a lot of fried things going on at lunch.
You are the thinnest fat guy I've ever met. I mean, like,
I'm telling you.
It's baffling to me. Like, baffling.
It's all the calories and beer I can
crinkle cut fry. Like, I can go to a place, right? Let's say you sit down at Bill's Luncheonette, okay? And I don't feel like I want fries today, but I see on the menu crinkle cut fry. I'm in. Like, you put the crinkle cut fry on the menu, I'm going to crinkle cut Fryville.
Potato salad.
And then eating one.
No, I'll eat it.
You're the most disciplined eater I've ever seen.
Here's what I like. The crinkle cut fry, and I pray that they have the red bottle of ketchup on the table with the small tip so I can take the ketchup and go up and down the entire crinkle cut fry back and forth and eat it that way.
Just do the play. He's going to keep going about fries.
Comes from Spring Puck.
And through the slot and back up Terrifying and Williams.
There you go. The Canes have advanced. That means
Does that mean their guy gets his money back from the AAF?
That's right.
What happens?
Yes, that's exactly what happens. Gets to the second round, gets an AAF refund.
I remember going to Seventh Heaven as a kid and being really confused by the bongs.
Is Seventh Heaven still open?
I think so.
Over in like in on Broad, like 31st and Broadway, somewhere in that
Spruce.
Area.
It's like 75th and
that's
Spruce.
Right. Yeah, but there was something over there. Like, remember where old Chubby's used to be? Chubby's is gone now, by the way.
Yeah, that's.
But there was something over there similar to Seventh Heaven. I think there was a Gomer's. No, it has not been gone for a while.
It's been gone for a while.
No, it has not. What do you consider a while? It's been gone a couple of weeks. I mean, Chubby's, it was open in 2019.
No, was it?
Yes.
All right. No.
Chubby's just recently closed.
I
it wasn't like a closing.
Try
you know.
On this.
16 years ago. No, Chubby's just recently closed.
Carolina knocks Chubby's out the champs from Washington, by the way.
Oh. So,
This is from October
big dog down
2018.
In the NHL. It's been full of upsets.
Big time upsets in the NHL.
Don't talk to our boss today.
October 2018. Thursday, November 1st was the day that they went out.
That was close. So it wasn't a long time ago.
Not in 2019.
Yes, we haven't hit November of 2019 just yet. I don't know if you've been paying attention, but Nashville looks like it's putting on a nice little show for this draft already, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. Like you look at the backdrop. The backdrop, the visuals that are coming out of Nashville right now just look, you know, very aesthetically pleasing with all the neon lights, with all the honky-tonks down there, with all the country music stuff. I've not been to Nashville, Josh, and I can't tell you the last time I've been to Nashville. I think probably, I want to say in 1998, I went down there for the baseball winter meetings, and I don't think that I've been back since to Nashville, Tennessee. And I was talking to my buddy Kevin the other day, and he's like, I just spent 10 days in Nashville with my daughter. He goes, this place is incredible, man. Like, every time you hear somebody talk about Nashville, Tennessee, they talk about what a great city it is. And he said to me, boy, if they got gambling down here and these things were all casinos, how cool it would be to have that Broadway strip and everybody kind of hanging out in that one area. It really looks great on TV. And I see why they chose Nashville, you know, to have this year's NFL draft, because it looks awesome. And I was saying to you, I don't know why we keep going back to Dallas for things. Like, Dallas has a great city because there's so much to do down there. But I don't remember anything being as cool as what we're seeing right now with Nashville and the way that it's kind of popping on the screen for this NFL draft. I think it looks just absolutely awesome. And it's like, I'm looking at it on TV, I'm like, huh, I want to go there. I want to go see what's going on in Nashville, because everybody says it's just a phenomenal place right now.
Well, it feels like it's a big, small city. That's what it feels like anyway.
Yeah.
That they really care to put something on. Dallas, no offense, they're too big.
Mm-hmm.
It's just big, and they have a ton of money, and it just doesn't feel like that they probably all got by. It's just an event. It's another event.
But I think also Dallas.
I think Nashville's probably putting this on as a major event. Looks like it anyway, which is exactly what we were told. You know, Kansas City will need to do when they do it. And I think we will put on this type of event. But it's a big show. You have to show the NFL that you care about it. I don't think you do in Dallas. You just said there's like, we just got a lot of money. You know, we can put this on. And,
right.
And it happens there. Looks like Nashville's really getting into it, which is cool.
I think the biggest problem with Dallas that I see Dallas as this more so than, I think see Houston as this as well. The two big Texas cities. There really is no like unique area that you know what I'm saying? Like when you say Dallas, what immediately do you think of? You don't think of, you know, Times Square in New York, or the Bean in Chicago, or the Rocky statue in Philadelphia.
If anything, you think of Jerry World.
You think of Jerry World,
if you've been to Jerry World, it's kind of like a, I don't know, shopping mall. I mean, it doesn't have a feel to it.
No, it's very antiseptic.
Yeah, I mean, there's like a Kohl's and a Petco and Jerry World.
Right.
I mean, it feels. Doesn't have a feel to it. So, I mean, but that's obviously we would be the spots that they get a ton of events at, but that area is kind of, I don't know. There's not really like a downtown feel to it or anything. That Nashville obviously gives you that kind of downtown feel presence.
Yeah, it does. But Philadelphia did, even Chicago did, and even New York did. When we were there for the draft in New York, you knew where you were. You felt the buzz. There was that place to go. Like, people can identify that. I don't think there's really just, other than Jerry World right now, I don't think there's really anything identifiable about Dallas, Texas. It's just a city with a lot of people that doesn't really truly have that one area where everybody gathers. And I think you need that when you have the NFL draft. You pack everybody into one place. You don't make it an exclusive event. And from everything we're seeing so far with Nashville, Tennessee, can't wait to hear from Show and Vern what they have to say about it, because it looks epic on TV right now.
Show and Vern will give you a little more of the vibe of Nashville coming up at 10. They'll be live from Nashville for the draft, brought to you by City Rent-A-Truck. And they have a special draft special as well tonight at 6 live from Nashville. So two doses of Show and Vern today as they're covering things for us down at the draft. With no first rounder, will you be caring about the opening night of the draft? And will the rest of the division begin chasing Patrick tonight? Next.
Fesco in the morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.